The Caribbean Court of Justice is getting ready for a conference in Barbados this week on criminal justice reform in the Caribbean. Justice Winston Anderson of the CCJ explains the thinking behind the meeting.
It is about trying to get a grip on the fact that the region is increasingly engulfed in crime and criminality to the point where our citizens are afraid of being in their own home, afraid of being in their workplaces, afraid of being in public space. That is an intolerable situation for the society to endure. At the same time, persons accused of crime are sometimes held on remand for very long periods before they are tried, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, and more sometimes. Now, that picture is not one that is sustainable. I don't think any society can continue to operate for long on that basis. And therefore, the conference is intended to provide a platform whereby specialists in criminal justice can come together and discuss how best we can reform the system and make it more efficient. We have speakers from around the region, from many areas in criminal justice, judges, we have chief justices, we have other judges, we have persons from the executive, attorneys general, ministers of justice, ministers of national security. There are individuals from the prosecution services, directors of public prosecution, police officers, prisons from the prisons. So there's a wide array of speakers. There's a wide array of topics with the single objective of seeking to ensure we have an improvement in the situation that currently exists. We intend that the conference be not just a talk show where we have lively discussions and pathways, and that's the end of it. We are hoping to generate a set of experiences, recorded experiences, best practices, and recommendations which are concrete, which are realizable. And we hope that those recommendations can then be implemented in the various jurisdictions to the benefit of the justice system.
According to Justice Anderson, the conference runs from Wednesday to Friday, and on Wednesday evening, there's going to be a regional town hall on crime.
Hosted here at the Hilton. And this is an innovative feature of our conference. We have had 6 previous biannual conferences. This is the first time we're going to be having a platform where members of the public can intervene and can express their concerns, can express their views as to what are possible recommendations, solutions to fixing the crime problem. We invite and encourage members of the public to call in their concerns, their questions, their proposals for reform. And those certainly will be taken on board. They will be considered and could very well form part of the recommendations of the best practices that we put forward going forward. I would say, Mr. Ellis, that the idea of the town hall is something that is of importance even beyond this conference. We are seeking to build a Caribbean community, but there is really no public square. There's not really any public space that the Caribbean people can come together and express their concerns, express their recommendations in relation to specific topics. Crime, of course, is one, very important, and we are dealing with that this week.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.